or your kitchen, which I, okay, you can choose either one, your bathroom or your kitchen. You're going to go into your bathroom or your kitchen with a piece of paper and a pen, and you're going to write down three things that you see in your kitchen or your bathroom that need to be cleaned or organized or fixed. Only three. You might see a lot more than that, but I want you to just pick three things, and then you're going to write them neatly down on your piece of paper, very neatly, one, two, and three. And then you're going to take your ruler and your cleaning rag and your cleaner, and you're going to take a 6-inch square of countertop or floor, where whatever you want to do, but just a 6-inch square only. And you are going to super clean that spot. Nothing else. Just that spot, okay? Everything else has to stay dirty. So you're going to have about 2 minutes to do that. So you're going to write down the three things that need to be cleaned or tidied or organized. And then you're going to take your ruler and you're going to mark your 6-inch square to clean. And you're going to go and you're going to clean it. It's 12:18. You've got 2 minutes to do this. Go. Okay, so the True Rigids made it back just in the exact right time, in 2 minutes. Still got a few more seconds to see the True Rigids arriving on time. All right. Boy, we got some really good qualified people here. It's still 12:20. Okay. If you're late, you don't qualify as a True Rigid. All right, so now we're going to do part two. Okay, the time is up. So now we're going to do part two. And part two is you're going to set your paper down. Before we discuss any of this, we're going to set your paper down and just listen closely to the instructions. You're going to go to your door or window. You know, preferably if you have a door that you can easily get to out, be outside. If you're already outside, that's fine. And I want you to stand up when after I finish the instructions. I'll tell you when to go. You're going to stand up, and you're going to look. You're going to do what's called distance gazing. So I want you to try to look at least 200 feet away, if you can, at the space between the tops of the trees and the sky, and do distance gazing. You're going to raise your arms up overhead and take a few deep breaths, take 3 to 5 deep breaths. And as you breathe, I want you to say to yourself, and you can write this down right now if you want. I want you to say out loud to yourself, everything is okay as it is. Everything is in perfect order. even when it doesn't seem to be. I'm going to repeat that. Everything is okay as it is. Everything is in perfect order, even when it doesn't seem to be. So I'm going to repeat the instructions one more time. You're going to go outside or open your door or open your window, standing up with your arms up overhead. Do 3 to 5 deep breaths and say out loud, everything is okay as it is. Everything is in perfect order, even when it doesn't seem to be. First, you're going to do it 3 times with a soft eye gaze, distance gazing, and then you're going to do one more set of 3 to 5 deep breaths with your eyes closed. You have 2 minutes to go and do that now. So go. Okay, so what we're going to do now, as soon as we get Lynn back, okay, so Lynn, we're going to go into our small groups now and just share for about 15 minutes. So we'll come back together as a big group at 12:45. So let's try to be right on time. With returning back to our big group at 12:45. So remember everybody to hit join and with the meeting. And she's going to send us into our small groups.
And here we are.
We are all right? Turn to the main. Yeah.
Yeah, we're back in the main room.
We're waiting for everyone else to get back, so.
I just want to say that also in this program, the thing that I started using this week was when I was frustrated or confused, I realized I was in a pattern and went back to the book to find out how to get back in the presence with either the tapping or the breathing or whatever. And I thought, this is a complete course. Tells you what is, what happens, a little bit about why, and how to fix it. And that was really the nice piece that fit in for me this week, is I actually went back and said, oh, this is what I need to do to come back in the present and get back out of pattern. And that was really nice. I wrote that down.
Did it work for you, Janet? Did you feel like you came back to present?
Well, I did, and actually I think I came back in present as soon as I realized that I had a tool to use and went to get it. I think that brought me back closer, and then I came back really present and then could look at the situation and say, whoa, okay, let's try this. Now, it was really nice. I just hope it works again when I need it this next time.
See, the more you practice it, the more you expand, and then you create another tool of learning something more and opening up another gift. I mean, the gifts that we have in each of these patterns, there's more gifts beyond that. So once you learn that these gifts, you know, once you heal or learn about the wound and then learn about the gifts, it expands into another chapter of more gifts. So don't limit yourself to just one, you know, this is it. We are not limited. We have some certain limits being human, but it expands us into a more uniqueness. So take the gifts of what you've learned from just using this tool, but it opens up another gift, and then you create another tool, and then it keeps, you know, it's like a flower that comes alive again. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's good.
I had a thought about the gifts a couple days ago about I've been thinking of them as ways that I can be like more supportive of myself and more self-expressive and more whole. But then I realized, oh yeah, this my gifts are a way that I can serve other people too. I can be helpful. And, you know, that was part maybe the situation about the friend that had the rabbit. Mm-hmm. I knew what to do to stay grounded and when she couldn't and to be using my gifts for a bigger purpose. And
yeah.
So, yeah. And I had never really thought about the gifts that way. It was all about me.
Right. We're unique, you know, and that's how I take it and how I look at what's going on and in my life. So we're all unique in our own way.
We are all unique. Yeah, we are. In our wounds and our gifts.
You betcha.
Hi. So some deep sharing happened there. And I'm curious to hear from everybody a little closing remark. Before we do that, let me just go back real quick to the last couple of slides. And let's see if I can do it from the slideshow. Why does it not want to do that? Let me do it Michelle's way. Does it that way. Okay, good. Okay. So our goal is to identify and feel safe to feel my authentic feelings. To identify, even to identify them could be challenging for us. And then, why can I not move this forward. I'm just having all kinds of challenges here. Concurrent slide. Let's try it again. There we go. Okay, our gifts, we already talked about those. I want to go to the next slide. So the solution is to feel your real feelings, to get messy, to play, and to give yourself time to access and drop into those real, authentic feelings, to relax and let go and get flexible, to trust the perfection in the higher order. I love this slide because there's symmetry to it, there's perfection to it, there's beauty to it, and there's also asymmetry to it. So there is a perfection and a higher order that we cannot always know. So what I want to also bring to light here is, let me see if I can close out of this. To exit. Okay. So what I want to also say about that is that when we, with the rigid pattern, there's a point in which we can't control on the physical plane anymore. We try to organize everything that we can, be responsible for as much as we can. But when a hurricane comes along, we're not in control of that, right? When somebody dies, we're not in control of that. Even when somebody does a behavior we don't like, we're not in control of that. So there's a point when we are not in control of those circumstances that we have to give over to a higher power, that we have to make connection or relationship to that divine order that's bigger and greater than us. And so I want to just call our attention to that as a resource, an important and necessary resource for us to bridge into for the rigid pattern when we are coming out of wanting to come out of pattern, to ask yourself, when I'm not able to do anything about this, how can I make this a spiritual surrender? And that's where I brought in those affirmations to you. Everything is okay as it is. Everything is in perfect order, even when it doesn't seem to be. So let's just do some closing comments now. And I'd love to just have a chance for everybody to go around and do that. So Jill, would you like to start us out with a closing remark today?
Okay. So I have been thinking since reading this about all the gifts of the rigid pattern, and not so much about the negatives of the rigid pattern. I can see them in my life, and I sometimes feel like that person on that screen that you shared, or the person that has the mask, you know, and there's that thing under the mask, which is really me, you know, that I honestly don't know how to heal. And so I'm just going to keep doing this journey, you know, and keep learning, and until I figure out how to take the mask off and keep it off.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And one of the things I want to say to you and all of you is that one of the things that, you know, the very, very, very last person who usually shows up for asking for help is the rigid structured person. Because we feel like we have to do it all ourselves, and we can't. We cannot, there are certain things we cannot give to ourselves. And so it's so important to reach out for help, whether it's with a colleague, a friend, a therapist, a healer, you know, that, and the more that we do that, the faster we will grow past those patterns. So I thank you for naming that. And it's so challenging for the rigid person because we really feel like we're supposed to be able to. So I thanks for bringing that point out. Mary Lynn, closing remarks. You're welcome.
I was thinking about when you brought up the spirituality piece, the trust piece, all of the threats that exist in our world, in my world in particular. I'm feeling that And there are things that we can do to protect ourselves. You know, we remove all the toxic stuff out of our personal care products, and we drink reverse osmosis water and all those things. We have to have a water filter. All that stuff we have to do. But there's so many possible threats that it's just like it's impossible to follow all the rules to get myself totally protected. If I was totally protected, then I could relax. But I can't get totally protected because there's just way too much to do.
Okay, I want to pause you right there because what you just said is really key to this pattern. If I could get myself totally protected, then I could relax. And this is the key wounding here because it will never, ever happen, right? So the jumping off place is when I'm not in control, the things I can't control, how do I culture my spiritual faith, my spiritual practice, whatever that is for me, to help me relax? These are the things over which I can't control. So I want to move on because I want everybody to have a chance to share, but thank you for that. Jeanette.
I think that what came to my mind is when we talked about taking the mask and showing that PowerPoint where the mask was, and there's a clip on a movie called Mask, true story, it had Cher in it and Sam Elliott, and the boy was had a disease and his face was very deformed, and he went to school and somebody said something to him to make fun of him, and he walked up to him and said, "I'll take my mask off if you'll take your mask off." Mm. And so that right there was like, wow.
Beautiful. Yeah. You know, yeah. Thank you. Great. Janet, closing remarks.
Building on what Jill and Jeanette and Mary Lynn have already said, I have used the first time this week the full parts, bringing together the full parts in this course of recognizing that I'm in pattern, whichever pattern it might be that I'm expressing, realizing that I can do something about that by using an exercise to come back into the presence. And I forget who had said it, but the trust and the belief that that will work and that I can do it. And it was pretty phenomenal to the point that it kind of scared me and thought, well, that's just a fluke. I don't know if that'll ever happen again. But it was pretty amazing, and I'm
great.
Excited to be seeing how this keeps going.
Great. You know, one of the things that I've been thinking about, speaking of keeping going, is offering a monthly support process kind of group so that even after we do the module 6, I don't want us to stop the personal growth opportunity. How many of you would be interested if we did a monthly personal check-in group? Just put
absolutely.
Your hand up. Okay. So I'll be emailing you about that and also talking about it more next class as well in our final integration session. Okay, Michelle, closing remarks.
Closing remarks, I think surrender and faith from today's class.
Mm. Beautiful. Thank you. Dorothy.
No need for order.
No need for order.
Order.
Yeah. So there's some progress for a rigid, huh?
Good. I can give it up.
Yeah. You know, the amazing thing is if you have this pattern strongly, then it will be there for you. It will be there for you automatically, which is lovely, so you don't have to focus on that so hard anymore. Then beautiful, thank you for that. Cynthia.
I am feeling like my merging pattern is nourished and fulfilled, and I have enough, I am enough. So it's interesting that coming full circle to that through today's share.
Nice, yeah. Yeah, sometimes there is an overlay of the rigid over that emerging pattern. So great. Linda Buer.
So release. And the perfect timing for this particular discussion on this structure with this full moon coming up, which is all about release, is I just marvel at it. And So as I release, I'm creating space for me. And part of that is gratitude for the experiences, even though they seemed hard at the time, because they brought out my gifts. Mm. So
that's pretty huge. Thank you for that. Yeah. Deborah.
Starting these things, I mean, this thing like 8 years ago or even longer, I've released the negative energy aspects of these patterns that I've recognized in myself. And I feel lighter, and even my lines on my face have relaxed. I have less, you know, constriction.
Beautiful. Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Anne.
I'm struck by the beauty of keeping my hands off the controls when it comes to my kids or other family members and their decisions. You know, they're adults, not in control.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that you see the beauty in that. That's great. Thanks. Janine.
I just have so many thoughts, but I'll just contain it to just gratitude. And I know for myself, this has been a way, because I am so rigid, a way that I can identify that mask and take it off and be more authentic, and, you know, which provides connection with other people. And I just am grateful. And I'm wondering if you wouldn't mind repeating the statement that you made to Karen about we cannot bypass the emotional.
Yeah. So in our small share, one of the comments that came up was that there were feelings that, you know, are the comment. The would you mind sharing that, Taryn? I think you said you find yourself saying I don't care a lot. I don't care. And so my question to her was, what are the feelings behind that I don't care statement? And that we cannot bypass, the rigid wants to bypass feeling a lot of feelings. They don't even know what their feelings are. So it's very, not only difficult to feel the feelings, but it's scary because you were rejected for, you were punished for having those feelings. Feelings are messy. They're emotional. They're wet. And we were often punished for having those feelings. So we can't bypass those feelings in order to heal this pattern. And in order to get to that spiritual level of jumping over the bridge of the physical, managing things in a physically orderly way to the spiritual. Is that addressing the things that you were wanting? Did we lose her?
I think that the full statement was you cannot bypass feelings to jump to a solution.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Cannot bypass feelings to jump to solutions. Okay. Thank you, Taryn. Good. Okay. Where are we now? We are at Lynn Rose.
Well, I want to go finish cleaning my kitchen.
Spoken like a true rigid. Good.
Funny because I just was on a trip and I took a book with me. It was on tidying and being organized. And I realized I already had the book, so I left it on the plane for someone else. I figured I needed to gift that forward. I couldn't wait to get home and start throwing stuff
away. Tidying up.
Because I feel it relieves my anxiety. So that's.
Yeah. So my question that's going to be for you and everybody who has this pattern is, how can you ask yourself what emotion is under the anxiety? Because oftentimes anxiety is a cover-up for a deeper emotion. So that would be my challenge to you. Before you go clean the kitchen, can you get in touch with the emotional feeling that's underneath the anxiety?
Not having control over something.
Yeah. And there's an emotional feeling when you don't have control over something. So thank you for sharing that. Jan, closing remarks.
Well, I'm just going to revel in this, what you said that everything is in perfect order, even when it doesn't seem to be. that's a great relief, actually. So that's a nice thing to carry with me this week.
Beautiful. Yeah, good. Let us know any of your afterthoughts that happen as you carry that through. Kimberly.
Yes, exactly, Jan. Exactly what I was going to say is that it's amazing how the universe keeps bringing me opportunities to remind me that everything is in perfect order, even when it doesn't seem to be. And when my child had a broken neck, I thank God was able to connect with that source and that truth and say, okay, doesn't look like it on the outside, but it's in perfect order. And I'm okay. I am okay inside. Whatever's happening out here, it's perfect. It's okay.
Nice. Thank you, Kimberly. Beautiful. Taryn, anything else you want to add?
No, I'm just excited about what you brought up about doing a monthly thing, because I'm with Janine on, you know, connecting with others, you know, that are interested in learning this, and, you know, just the connection that we've all had, you know, each Saturday.
Great. Beautiful. Okay. Thank you. Valerie.
Well, I'm really aware of how important the surrender and the trust in a higher order is. That's something that's been really coming up to me for some time, and it really got put into perspective today with the rigid pattern, and I actually got to experience it this week as well, so it's all synchronicity.
Beautiful. Thanks, Valerie. Rosie.
Just continue recognizing where it applies to me and where it doesn't, and not so much for others, but knowing how to deal with people that are in the pattern. And if I go there, then hopefully noticing and backing off or whatever. If it's, you know, the good parts are great. But anyway, it's just been really neat to notice these things.
Great. Thank you, Rosie. Janine, anything else in closing?
No, I'm sorry. My internet had problems as soon as you were ready to make that statement. So I'll just get it off the recording, I guess. I'm so sorry.
Lynn put it in the chat.
So oh, perfect.
Get okay. it out of the
Thank
chat.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Rita Marie, are you with us or no? Okay. I think she must have dropped off somehow. So thank you, everybody. This was another remarkable time of sharing, and I just so appreciate the openness, the authenticity, the vulnerability of everything that you shared. Of course, there's so much more. And please do the work if you haven't. You know, go back and do the homework, do the reflection, finish reading. Read the last chapter for next week, and we will all come together as a group right at 11. So, Lynn, did you want to share something before we...
Just to support what you were saying, if you got your reminder email, there's a link in there. So you can now have access to all the call recordings for these sessions in the INE member site. So let us know if you are not able to do that. And did Louisa share?
Oh, did we miss you, Louisa, on a closing comment?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead and check in.
No, my only share what I have, actually the feeling what I have gotten is really like gratitude. I mean, I get, because it has made me aware, it gave me an insight, even why I become the way I am. And when you were reading that, you went over the cause of the wounds, I thought, oh my gosh, I could still remember when those things were going on. So, but I feel like I have done the best out of it, mm-hmm. because I'm even improving that mm-hmm. I don't push myself. You see, I would have been devastated that I would have not turned in the homework on time. So I've done some, but I had not had time to go. I thought sleeping is priority. I got to do this. And to me, that in itself is an exercise that that I am, everything is okay. Everything will be okay.
Yeah.
I'll send it this week or this weekend when I'm here. But so, no, it's made me aware. And so it's almost like I'm so grateful. Like, wow, I got this opportunity.
Beautiful.
For an insight.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Rita Marie, did you want to share something before we drop off and end our session today?
I will. You know, I'm really sorry I had to drop out. I went out to the car to get this contract that I forgot to call my car, and it wasn't anyway, long story. But then my former sister-in-law just called me, and I was like, why would my former sister-in-law, who I haven't talked to in 30 years, call me? And I thought somebody died, you know, et cetera. So I picked up the call, and actually very interesting, because I was applying all the stuff that we're learning here to the conversation that she was bringing up about not understanding her brother and why he was this and why did I have any insights on that. And I felt like I couldn't not take the call. Mm. But I just recommended her to get this, the five personality types, because I just was going through and I'm like, he had this happen. I know this happened, and he didn't have any of this stuff. And he's stuck in one of these developmental stages, maybe multiples. And if you understand him, you're going to be able to work better with him and understand him. So he's one of the controlling. He's a controller, and he tried to control me. And you know what happens if you try to control me? You're out on your butt, because it ain't going to happen. And he's tried to control her, even as, you know, a full-grown adult with two kids. So it was very apropos that she should call in the middle of this. I'm really feel bad that I missed this whole thing, because this, I wanted to hear more about this one, and I missed last time's, which is the one I mostly probably relate to. But anyway, I just appreciate this work and how it impacts, like, even the ripple effect of the impact that I was able to speak to her and, you know, help her to see some of the issues that she had. They had a, you know, an what's the word, bipolar mother who would take knives out and threaten the dad. And I mean, they never got any, they didn't get anything that they needed in their life. Right. So anyway,
Thank you. I love that you paid it forward and suggest the book, and you know, it's, and when people are really ready, then they reach out like that, right? Then when they're ready to do some work, and that's when we share. So beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. So we will see you next week. We'll be all together for that call, at least for a good part of it, before we do our breakout groups in our final integration session. And have a wonderful week. And email me if you have any questions. And Lynn, we'll get the replay for this session up too. So, you know, if you want to review before next week, you can do that. All right, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Have a safe trip.